Over the past several days, grain markets, and specifically soybeans, have been reacting to news on biofuels. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. At the close of our markets yesterday, soybeans were up double digits, and a lot of that was coming from our soybean oil and meal markets and all the news circling around biofuels. Greg Hansen with Hansen Agri Commodities has more.
There's chatter out here. The Treasury's released a 170-page doc, and it's talking about this 45Z. And, you know, we've been waiting on guidance as far as all these renewables of what's allowed, what's not, what can we, you know, and who's going to get what credits. And it's starting to look like the used cooking oil coming in from more foreign areas is going to be watched, you know, kind of taken out. It does look like when you look at how some of the things are going to be rated, it's a positive for bean oil. So it feels it's a lot of chatter of it looks like the administration is going to come out with some positive things when it comes to our renewable energies.
The U.S. Treasury and the IRS have ratified rules around the 45Z clean fuel tax credit. The credits are extended to December of 2029 and require that feedstocks are required to come from North America. The farmer portion of the 45Z tax credit has yet to come out, but rules are expected by late summer. The USDA will be handling the rules for the farmer portion of carbon reduction. Senator Pete Ricketts applauds this updated guidance, saying that Nebraska is the global leader in value-added agriculture. Nebraska farmers and biofuel producers are at the heart of America's energy independence, and this 45Z guidance is a win for Nebraska producers and American energy security. Nebraska is a leader in the biofuel industry, and Ricketts will continue to work to keep it strong. And Rob Andringa with Professional Ag Marketing agrees that this 45Z guidance has been on everybody's mind.
Right. Yeah, that's been on everybody's mind, you know, as the they released that 45Z information and everybody's kind of taking a look at it. But the focus is definitely on that biofuel side. We've seen energies basically for the most part yesterday higher. I think that helped push, you know, that grain complex higher as well.
On top of all this news, Greg Hansen says that trade deals have been struck with India.
The Trump and India, it sounds like they've come to an agreement where we might be moving some bean oil into India. So you've got that bean oil push and helping spill into the bean markets.
And still spilling into bean markets is news about South America production and weather.
Well, I mean, it does sound like the Brazilian bean crop is in pretty darn good shape. There's some people wanting to raise the numbers there. I did see one analyst I respect did drop his bean yield in Argentina. He's down below what the government, the USDA, has for a number. So it's a little bit of a wash. I did see him go and also cut his corn yield. So while there are some areas that are in darn good shape in Argentina, there are some areas that have been dry. You know, are we losing the top end? It's kind of what we're wondering. But as good as, you know, Brazil is, maybe it ends up being just a shuffle. We lose a little in Argentina. We offset it with gains in Brazil when it's all said and done. It feels like we should maybe be trading a little more of the Argentine weather, but, you know, then you hear, well, there's issues, but it's not that bad. So it's something I think we have to keep watching over the next week or two. Early February is basically like early August down there. So, I mean, we need to watch the weather the next couple weeks and see if these rains that are supposed to come do develop.
All right, there you have it. That's Greg Hansen with Hansen Agri Commodities and Bob Andringa with Professional Ag Marketing, getting us up to date on all things 45Z tax credits, soybeans, biofuels, and South America weather and production. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.